Here is audio from Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Galtieri's press availability this afternoon.
Good. You got questions? Yes.
I guess just the governor's order. I know there was some confusion as to what it means for the marinas yesterday.
As far as the marinas go?
Yeah.
As far as the marinas go in Pinellas County, all the boat ramps and the marinas can remain open. We don't have a problem with it. The only thing that people need to do is with recreational boating is to adhere to the executive order, which means they have to stay at least 50 feet apart, and you can have no more than 10 people on a vessel. And we encourage people to go out, enjoy the sunset, the sunshine, recreate, but do it within the guidelines. So no problem with the marinas, but again, last weekend out there was a little ugly, and people were on top of each other. There were a lot of boats, especially Three Rooker Island, the north part of the county, Shell Key, Outback Key, the Spoil Islands, and Johns Pass. Is people just need to thin out and abide by what the rules are, and we don't have a problem.
I think you said yesterday Saturday was real bad, Sunday got a little better. Do you anticipate things get better this weekend?
Or? I hope. Again, this is really for everybody. It's all about doing the right thing. Use good judgment, good common sense, follow the rules, make a good faith effort. We're not going to have a problem. But we really need people to do it. We'll have maximum number of marine units out on the water again this weekend, probably between all the agencies. I imagine we'll have close to 15 boats out there, which is a lot, and we'll do the best we can, but we need people to help us. We need the public's cooperation, and just follow the rules.
And Sheriff, right now the beaches are slated to open back on April the 6th. Do you think those beaches should be open? And also, is there anything in the governor's executive order that provided any direction on what we should do with the beaches?
So the answer to the last part of your question, there's nothing in the governor's executive order that deals with the beaches. He's left that to the local authorities. I don't know that the beaches are, you may say that they're slated to open, but I don't envision the beaches reopening anytime in the near future. Remember, it is important for everybody to understand, is that we have not hit the bottom of this. We have not seen the worst of it. Unfortunately, the worst is yet to come. And until we hit bottom, we can't talk about where the response is going to bottom out. So the effect of the virus is still sliding downward. It hasn't hit the bottom. And so we are still responding to it. That's why you see these continual changes. And until the effect of the virus hits the bottom, the response isn't going to hit the bottom. And you can't even talk about coming out of this until we've seen the last of the effect. And again, we have not seen the worst of this, and it's yet to come. So this is why it's very, very important that we do everything possible to prevent the spread, and that means effective social distancing. By all accounts, the best thing that you can do to avoid catching this is to stay away from others. And that's why we've had the Safer at Home order in effect here in Pinellas County, and that's why the governor entered the order he did in the last couple of days. And one of the things I'll say about that is that it can be complicated, but when you boil it down, it's really very easy. Under the governor's order, stay home. And you can leave your home for two things: essential services and essential activity. Now, what we've done here in Pinellas County is to take it a step further, is that if it is not an essential service, and it's a business that is not engaged in what's defined as an essential service, we also have shut down that business. So that business has to close. The governor's order focuses on people. The governor's order doesn't shut down any business. In Pinellas County, we've taken it further, and we've actually shut down those businesses as they should be. It makes it easier, it makes it cleaner for everybody to understand what they should do, and it makes it easier and cleaner for us as far as getting compliance. So we're trying to simplify this. And make no mistake, and this is clear, the governor's order sets the floor, not the ceiling, as to what local officials can do. So, as an example, here in Pinellas County, is under the existing Safer at Home order, pools are still closed. The only pools that people can use are in single-family residential homes, condos, apartments, hotels, HOA pools, community pools, they're all shut down and they remain shut down. Playgrounds have been shut down, they remain shut down. The beaches remain shut down. So the governor's order just sets the floor but not the ceiling, And this is where another issue has come up regarding churches and places of worship. So the governor's order very clearly has said that places of worship are essential activity and they can remain open. That doesn't mean that you get to remain open in business as usual and without consideration of anything else, you can just pack 1,000 people into a church. No. Here in Pinellas County, what the Board of County Commissioners has said is that we're going to respect what the governor has said in his order because that set the floor and that they can remain open. But they can remain open with restrictions. And the restrictions are people must, in those places of worship, whether it's a church, a synagogue, or other places of worship, is that they must remain 6 feet apart, and you can't have a group of more than 10. So that means that if you have a mom and a dad and 2 kids, and they're in the pew of the church, that's fine, same family unit. The next closest family unit or next closest person to them has got to be 6 feet away. So that doesn't mean you can have a whole bunch of people packed in these pews and churches, shoulder to shoulder. That is a violation and will have to be addressed. So again, common sense, good judgment, good discretion, follow it, but you also have to follow the distancing requirements.
So yesterday the county board of commissioners, they went a step further from the week before where non-essential businesses were allowed to stay open as long as they followed CDC guidelines. That's no longer, non-essential businesses are now
correct.
Closed?
Okay. Correct, so make it real easy, and let's just use this as an example, is that under the county's safer at home order that was entered last week, as you just said, businesses could stay open. Nail salons, hair salons, barber shops, etc., could stay open. And we supported that. They just had to follow CDC guidelines. And if you saw the presentation I did yesterday to the Board of County Commissioners, the business community in Pinellas County did an awesome job. They stepped up. They were in compliance. We had deputies out there, and we checked over 4,500 times businesses in Pinellas County, and the non-compliance rate was 1%. So these businesses should be credited with doing the right thing, but the governor and his prerogative made a decision that those businesses can't stay open anymore. So even though they were allowed under the Pinellas County order, now they have to be shut down because the Pinellas County order cannot be more lenient than what the governor says. We can be more restrictive, we just can't be more lenient, and that would be more lenient.
Are restaurants essential or
not
essential?
Are what?
Restaurants.
Sure. Restaurants, absolutely, is very clear in the governor's order that restaurants that have been open can remain open under the same requirements. That means nobody can be sitting in a restaurant. You can do takeout, you can do delivery, you can do curbside. Every restaurant is fine, and nothing changes as far as the restaurants are concerned. It's status quo as it has been since the beginning of this with restaurants. But people can't push the envelope, and we've seen that a little bit, where they put tables in front of the restaurant on the sidewalk and people are sitting there. No, you don't do that. Curbside, takeout, and delivery. That's absolutely fine.
The governor put out a second order, and I'm just seeking clarification. The second order said that the county and city governments cannot create orders that are more strict than the governor's.
That's not what it said.
Okay.
What it said is that the city and county orders cannot conflict with the governor's original order. So a conflict would be, as an example, is that he's very clear in his order about, an example would be, let's just use this, is that he's clear in his order that restaurants are essential. And people cannot, probably not the best example. I'm trying to give you a good example of this, is that you can't conflict with what's in his order. So,
it's like golf courses.
Yeah, that's probably not a good one either. Let me come up with a good one here so that we're clear on this. So, in the governor's order, he has, not included in the list of essential hair salons, nail salons, barbershops, massage places. If Pinellas County, Broward County, Sarasota County, Orange County, then went in and said, we are going to allow people to travel to hair salons, nail salons, barbershop, and massage, that would conflict with the governor's order, and the governor's order would supersede that. That's a good example.
Okay. golf courses, are they?
So golf courses, what it says is it says people can engage in recreational activity. Now, remember, and this is where this gets complicated and this is nuanced, and this is where the complication comes in. So what the governor's order says, that people can't travel unless it's an essential activity or an essential service. You can travel for an essential activity. An essential activity is recreation. Is golf recreation? Sure, it's recreation. Okay? Now, a county could, and I will be real clear about this, I'm not suggesting they should, I'm not suggesting they will. I'm saying this in response to your question as a hypothetical. Is Pinellas County could go in and close the golf course, because that's focusing on the business, not the movement of the people. And there's nothing that would prohibit that, because that's not in conflict, because the governor's order deals with people, not the locations. And this is very clear in guidance we received from the governor's general counsel, and it's been clarified over the last really 12 hours. So I just say that in response to your question to differentiate that. So the governor's order just prohibits anything that's in conflict with his order in an effort to create consistency, which is what we should have. So we've tried to, in the guidance that we put out, in one document, compile everything that people are required to do and not do. Or put it this way, what they can do and what they can't do. And the guidance we put out starts with the beaches are closed. Then we talk about the FWC order about the boats and distancing. And then it goes on. And then we give you some examples on the backside of it. We intend to supplement that guidance, perhaps every day, maybe once every couple of days, as we see situations and scenarios. And we get questions from the public. And we will continue to update people, because it's only fair that people know what the rules are. And if they know what the rules are, we hope they're going to comply with the rules. And then it doesn't put us in the situation of having to get compliance through enforcement, because we don't want to do that. So we will continue to do that. But you know, one of the things I'll say is that people need to do the right thing. It isn't hard. Do the right thing and don't play games. And so here's an example where this is not doing the right thing, and this is playing games, is that one of the businesses that is not essential and is clearly not within the scope of the governor's order, and is clearly outside the scope of the Board of County Commissioners' order that should close, is a smoke shop. So there's a smoke shop in Clearwater, and the smoke shop in Clearwater, I'll give you the location here. It's at 1530 McMullen Booth Road in Clearwater. It's called Tobacco Depot. They should be shut down today, but what they did is they went out and bought a box of Fruit Loops, Pop-Tarts, Mini Wheats, and Slim Jims, and they put them on the counter. And now they say, we can stay open because we're a convenience store. Seriously? Okay, don't play this game. That's nonsense. And these are the people that we're going to take a hard approach with, because they're not being genuine, they're not being sincere, they're not trying to do the right thing. This is just wrong, it's flaunting it, and it's in the face, and flying in the face of both the governor's order and the Pinellas County order. Don't do this. If you do this, there's going to be consequences. And if people are trying to do the right thing, we're going to work with them all day long. But people that are running around playing games like this, we're not going to have the patience for it.
Are they going to be charged with a second-degree misdemeanor, or what's going to happen to them?
Right now is that if they don't close, they run that risk. Right now, we're trying to gain their compliance. This isn't, again, this really, it's not hard. By any stretch, this is not the right thing. I had a guy call me a little while ago, and I'm trying to get back in touch with him, a church pastor, that says that he has 60 parishioners, and he wants to take them on Sunday morning to Sunset Beach and St. Pete Beach, and he's going to hold church service on the beach. And he claims that we can't regulate that because it's outside the scope of the governor's order, and Pinellas County doesn't have the authority to close the beaches. He's wrong. And I'm going to tell him so. And if he wants to flaunt that, there's going to be consequences for it. I'm not going to play this. This is, you know, clearly outside the scope of what's permissible. And I don't understand this mindset. You know, we've had now over a couple hundred cases here in Pinellas County. I think another death will be reported today. It'll put us about 6 or 7 deaths. I don't know what people don't understand is that this is serious. We have not hit the peak. And people are going to die. And we've got to stop the spread of this thing. And that people are trying the best they can in many, many cases. And we appreciate that. And that's what they should be doing. But for these people that are playing games, these people that are flaunting it, these people that are just totally disregarding it, we can't let that happen. So it's like the people that are in the community treating it as business as usual. This is about as far as business as usual, as far as all of our lives are concerned, as we have ever seen and hopefully will ever see. And people need to realize that. You guys have any other questions? Anybody got anything else as far as clarifying anything about what we're doing, not doing? So we're going to continue. We've got over 20 deputies on 6 compliance or enforcement teams that are throughout the county, and they'll be out there every single day from morning till late at night. We've got our tip center that's set up. It's 582 TIPS. If anybody has information about violations, call the tip line. And if they have questions, they can also call that same number and we'll answer their questions. We want people to be informed so that they can know what the rules are and stay within those parameters. But again, it's really important that people understand the seriousness of this and they take the right action.
Just to clarify one more thing, with the new county order closing non-essential businesses, the governor's order, golf courses are considered essential, so they'll remain open.
Well, it's an essential activity. So if you went and looked at it, and remember, in order to look at the governor's order and analyze it, decipher it, know what's in it, you have to look at a very comprehensive document from the Department of Homeland Security. It's about 6 pages. It's very difficult to understand, and we've pored through that. Plus, you have to look at the Miami-Dade County mayor's orders and supplemental orders, and you have to go through all of that. But the easiest thing to know is that golf is a recreational activity, and recreational activities are within the scope of what are essential activities. So therefore, golfing's fine, tennis is fine, those things are. But even when you're playing golf or you're playing tennis or if you're at the park shooting hoops and basketball, is that groups of no more than 10 and outside the same family unit, people have to be spread out by 6 feet. So if a dad wants to take a son to the basketball court and shoot hoops, that's not a problem. But if you got 10 people who are just trying to play a pickup game at the basketball courts, that is a problem.
Thank you.
Good. All right, thanks everybody. Appreciate it.
The Pinellas County Sheriff speaking with media on Friday afternoon.